Hi, this is Rose.
And this is Maggie.
And welcome to Enchanting Magic, our podcast all about Disney. Today, we are going to be doing a Guess the Character, but first, I have some Disney news.
Dun, da, da, da.
Our Disney news is extended hours are coming back.
Finally.
Extra month. We're having Disney After Hours at Magic Kingdom, Epcot, and Hollywood Studios next year.
2025.
Not every month will have extended hours or have extended hours currently, but it's spread out. Hollywood Studios has the most dates, followed by Magic Kingdom and then Epcot. It will range from $155 to $185 per night.
Oh, you mean it's extra?
It is extra.
Oh, boo. I thought it was included.
It is an extra. You get to stay 3 hours after close for shorter wait times, meeting some of your favorite characters, indulging in snacks like ice cream, popcorn, and select drinks included in your ticket.
Oh, well, that might be worth it. Mm-hmm. Okay.
Food is included. So always amazing.
Definitely makes it worth. I totally agree.
That it does. I'm hopeful for that.
So how's the weather in Florida, Rose?
Hot.
Yeah.
I'm dying.
It's hot in Jersey, too, and we're expecting a thunderstorm. But you guys just got hit with another storm.
We're always raining here. It's hard to tell. There's been thunder and lightning. Yesterday, the power went off 3 times at my school, but came right back on. Mm-hmm. Which scared the kids.
Of course. It scares any kids. Yeah.
Yeah. But let's move on to today's topic.
I'm so excited. This was fun to do.
So we are going to be playing Guess the Characters. I have no idea who my mom picked. She has no idea who I picked. We have 3 clues and we get points.
I will tell her I pick sidekicks because Rose is such a Disney, has a huge amount of knowledge. If I did the main character, she'd know it right off the bat. So I did sidekicks for her.
I promised my mom that I would pick movies she knew.
Well, these are people you would know, too.
Okay. You get 3 points for guessing on the first clue, 2 points for the second, 1 for the last clue.
Okay, it's competition. Let's begin.
All right. Who's starting?
You.
All right. I'm going to start with probably one of my easier ones.
Oh, okay.
I make people swoon over my facial hair.
Oh, man. I'm thinking either Gaston or Eugene. I would say Eugene.
Mm-mm.
Oh, man. Okay.
Eugene has facial hair.
Okay.
I am not the main character, but one of the people, the one that people remember the most.
Oh, that's very vague, honey. I'm not the main.
This one has 4 clues just to be on the safe side.
Okay. That means it's hard. And you said this was one of the easier ones. Facial hair.
Yeah, I didn't get it on that one.
I'm thinking Hagrid, but I'm like, that's definitely wrong. I don't know. Next clue.
I appear multiple times in a ride at Disney World.
In a ride at Disney World. Oh my gosh. I'm like.
I promise you I have an extra clue for you.
Okay.
My movie is based on my ride and not the other way around. I have amazing facial hair. I appear multiple times in my ride. My ride is movie is based on the ride, not the other way around.
Isn't that Sully?
No.
Who is it?
Captain Jack Sparrow.
Oh gosh, that's right. Oh, good one. Oh, that's so true. Ooh, got me.
I told you that one was an easy one. You love him.
I do, but I don't like the movies. They're too scary for me. Okay, are you ready, Rose?
I am ready.
First clue, he says, my little baby is all grown up and saving China.
This is Mushu.
Yes. Darn it. Okay, the other one was Eddie Murphy is his voice. And then he is a guardian through the movie for this character. Okay, yeah. You got 3 points, Rose. I got 0.
You picked my favorite movie.
Of course I did. That's what I wanted to start with. Like, I figured Pooh Bear was going to be your first. I'm like, oh, yeah, that's not Pooh Bear. He doesn't have facial hair.
All right. My first clue for my next friend. My main color is white.
Oh, that's Olaf.
Yes.
Okay.
The other ones was, I was made and I came to life during my movie. I am fascinated by the thing that would destroy me, but my creator gave me something to survive the heat.
Oh, I like that. Okay. You're going to laugh at this one. Are you ready?
Yes.
Clue one, the voice of Olaf played him in the live action film.
I don't know people.
It's a voice. You know the voice.
But I don't know actors. I can't connect them. You know that.
Okay. Well, you'll see. His name translates to the fool in French.
Oh, this is Gaston's friend, Lumiere?
Leflou.
Thank you. I can't pronounce things. Remember, ever.
Olaf's voice. You and I were watching this together, and we both were like,
I have never seen the live action.
Then it must have been your ghost. The third one is from the movie.
Sam. The Munchkin saw it with you.
Anyway. Okay. So.
I have never seen the live action, Mom.
Okay, you get 2 points for that.
I should get an extra point for you picking a movie I haven't seen.
Well, we'll see. Go ahead.
I have two alive parents, but I don't know them.
It's not Harry Potter. Two alive parents, but you don't know them. It's an orphan then. Two alive parents. Not Tarzan. Okay, second clue.
I know. I love nature and met someone in the woods.
Okay. It's next not one. Beauty. It's not, what's her face? Jane. Because she only has one parent. I love nature and I met. Aurora, Sleeping Beauty.
Yay!
Oh, good. Yes. Oh my gosh, that was a really good clue.
Thank you. The last one was, during my movie, I get injured enough to almost not wake up.
That would be you.
Thanks.
Actually, wait. Isn't her name Briar Rose? And your name is Rose?
Yeah.
Okay, number three. Ready?
I'm ready.
This character is the best friend of a little girl.
Is this Sully?
No.
Okay, just want to double check that first.
Okay. Loves to destroy.
Stitch!
Yes. And then the third one was, you love this character.
I do love this character.
Yep. Okay.
Alrighty. Are you ready?
I'm ready. Number four.
I have an electric and eccentric personality.
Oh, yippee. Electric and eccentric.
Yes.
Eccentric. No, I don't. Electric. And eccentric. Okay, second clue.
I have two siblings, one who I care about, and both have tend to attack me.
Radio silence.
Okay. Last clue?
Okay, go ahead.
Or do you want to try?
Well, the only one I'm thinking is Cinderella, but she's not electric. And she has two siblings that didn't try to kill. Okay, third clue.
During my movie, I learned humility by being far away from my home.
Moana.
No.
Who?
Thor.
Who?
Thor.
That's not fair. I don't watch the Thor movies. I just like looking at them.
You have seen up to Thor Ragnarok with me in the theater.
Yeah, but it's not like I ever saw it again.
And it's not like I ever saw Beauty and the Beast live action.
Okay, so we can knock that one out. Okay, number four. Are you ready? Dun, dun, yep. He once was a little boy.
Is this the Beast?
No.
Just
that was a good guess, though. He is the 12th child. Don't think Olaf. Don't think.
Oh, yeah, this is the prince.
No, don't think that. It's not Hans.
It's not Hans?
No.
He has 12 brothers.
Ready? Maybe the 13th child. He hides in Belle's bag.
Chip?
Yes, Chip.
I didn't know Chip had that many brothers. I didn't know Chip had any siblings. She never mentions siblings in the regular movie.
You've never seen all the ones behind him?
That doesn't mean they're his siblings.
Hey, let's not be picky about this. This is fun. Okay, fine.
Fine. I lose parts of myself easily.
Ahmed from Jeff Dunham. I lose. Guys, if everyone listening, if you have never watched Jeff Dunham, D-U-N-H-A-M.
Please make sure that if you are going to look him up, you are above the age of 18, but.
Yeah. He has Ahmed, who is a character. He's a ventriloquist, and he is phenomenal. I've introduced my kids to him. I've introduced my friends to him. My girlfriend, who lives in Florida, introduced me to him back years ago, and he's hilarious.
And Jeff Dunham is amazing. I love his jalapeno on a steak.
Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking Mr. Potato Head.
No.
Okay.
I have a very tiny friend who gets very jealous.
Pinocchio.
No.
Okay.
Next clue?
Yes.
Here, let me move my gaze, but okay. I hang out with boys and they don't like girls, but I try to find them a mother.
Ah, sounds like Peter Pan.
It is.
Oh, how does he lose parts of his body?
He loses his shadow.
That's not parts of his body.
I lose parts of myself.
Okay.
Himself. Okay. His shadow is part of himself. I didn't say his body.
Got it. That's true. I haven't watched Peter Pan in a long time.
I haven't either, but I have been having the Play That Goes Wrong Harry Potter pop up on my TikTok a lot.
What's a play that goes wrong?
So it's a play where everything goes wrong.
With Harry Potter?
There's a mystery one. There's a Peter Pan. And there's a nativity one so far that I know of.
Got it. Folks, we need to do, if you're ever interested, we will do a Harry Potter podcast. Rose in.
Or we'll just do episodes on this one because enchanting magic can be Harry Potter too.
That's true. Rose in elementary school won a Harry Potter contest. Was that fifth grade?
That was like fifth grade.
It's phenomenal. So, okay.
That contest was, I had to know what line was from which book that was being played for us.
And she did great.
I got a perfect score.
You did. You were amazing at it.
That okay. Also tells you how obsessed with Harry Potter I was.
How obsessed his family is, because your sister and I are also obsessed with it.
Yeah, I actually haven't read the Harry Potter series in like 3 years.
Oh my gosh, I read it every summer. How dare you?
I read the fan fiction instead.
Yeah. I introduced Harry Potter to my kindergartners, so that's how obsessed I am.
I'm currently introducing Percy Jackson to my class.
Your fourth graders, that makes sense. Okay. Clue number 5. She believes she can communicate with ocean creatures.
So many of those.
Well, okay.
This could be Moana. This could be Ariel.
It's a sidekick, not an actual character. It's one of the sidekicks.
This is Dory.
Yes! Very good. This character was actually written for Ellen DeGeneres only. And she has short-term memory loss. Woohoo! Way to go, Rose.
Alrighty.
Okay.
I have been to space and Earth.
Buzz Lightyear? I'm
in love with another.
It's not Buzz Lightyear?
Nope.
Been to space and Earth. And in love with another person?
Just another.
With another. This is a Disney character that's been to space, not the Jetsons, space and Earth. I don't know. Oh, wait. Oh, no, it's not Meet the Robinsons. Okay.
I can never get in contact with the ones I work for or my fellow workers.
Okay, I'm lost.
I do my best to clean up the trash that is around me.
Oh, Wally.
Wally.
Oh, my gosh. I haven't seen that in so long.
Wally.
Wally and Eve.
And Eve.
Oh, I like that. Okay. Now, all these.
Eva.
We have to go watch these now. Okay. Number six. This sidekick is a raccoon. If you could just see Rose's face right now, folks.
Did you really put Rocket on there?
Who's Rocket?
Okay, then you pick the one from Pocahontas that I don't know the name of.
Oh, you're right. Oh, Rocket is the Guardians, right?
Yes.
I didn't even go into that. I stay with Disney. Yeah, he loves John Smith's biscuit, and he uses Flit as a sword. Yep, it's Miko. I didn't think Star Wars. I didn't think Marvel. I didn't think Disney. I thought just like Disney World.
Just pick Disney.
Oh, I
just okay. Disney.
Okay, go
didn't
for it.
Put limitations on it, so I did Disney.
Just wait until the next time.
I am mostly blue.
Okay, there's Sully. There is Dory. There is.
Would you like one of those as an answer, or are you just listing?
Are either of them an answer?
Mom, you can't name all the blue characters.
I'll say, oh, wait, there she's on right now, Inside Out. The sad character is mostly blue.
Sad. It is not sadness.
Okay, I will say Sully.
It is not. Well, I stole the movie that I was in so much that the sequel was about me.
I saw the movie so much as this. Holy moly. Our listeners like, I know. Nope, third one.
What was I talking about?
Oh.
I'm blue. I stole the movie.
It's not Dory, though.
It is. I told you, you cannot just keep naming blue characters.
Yes, it's Dory.
It's Dory.
Okay. Yes. Okay, Dory's sweet.
Dory.
I do miss Ellen DeGeneres on the ride at Disney. God. She was
I also miss the Jeopardy.
Oh, that's right. Oh my gosh, yeah.
This is Jeopardy.
Okay, are you ready?
Yes.
He goes on a magical journey with his owner to find a girl to find someone. He goes on a magical journey with his owner and a girl to find someone.
And a girl.
Yeah, he goes on the magical journey with his owner and a girl to find someone.
So many options. I'm not going to be able to. What?
Yeah, there are.
there are too many options for that.
He loves carrots.
Oh, Sven.
Yeah, very good. Woohoo. Okay.
All right, my last one for you.
Wait, last. I have 10.
We did 8.
Oh, well, I have 10 for you. Okay.
I'll create ones off the top of my head.
No. I'll just do yours. Go ahead.
The woman who loves me loves pink.
Ay-yi-yi. Barbie. Legally Blonde. The woman who loves me loves pink. Oh, man. Okay, second one. Rose, second one.
My favorite instrument is the banjo.
Third one.
I don't have a ride, but I do have a 3D show. I have a fourth clue for this one, by the way.
Slick?
All my shows and movies are musical, I believe.
I have no idea.
Kermit!
Kermit who?
Kermit the Frog!
Oh my god. I deserve 4 points for that one. Okay.
You deserve no points for that one.
Jeez. Okay. He is a clueless rooster.
Hey.
Yeah. Darn it. Yeah. He gets himself killed many times, but he doesn't die. And then he swallows a rock.
I am the first woman to not need a man in their story?
Elsa and Anna.
I have a full family that is still alive.
A woman that doesn't need a man. There's a few of those. Brave?
What's her name? Yeah.
Merida.
Yes.
Yeah. Okay. Good luck on this one. Ready?
Also, she should be the bow and arrow in the shop instead of Rapunzel. Why does Rapunzel get a bow and arrow toy?
I don't know. What does Meredith get? Meredith.
Nothing.
A brush. Mm-hmm. Okay, ready? He has a glowing jack-o'-lantern nose.
Mm-hmm. Zero?
Who?
Zero.
Oh, man. You got on the first one. He's Jack Skeleton's best friend, and he's a pet dog. Rose, nice job. Okay, last one. Ready?
I have one.
Oh, you do?
Yep. I'm making them as we go.
Ah, that's good. Took me a while. Took me almost 2 hours at work to do this.
Love purple. I wear purple all the time.
Pigman.
No.
Oh. It could be.
I fell in love with someone who betrayed my trust, and I don't want to fall in love again.
Oh, please. I have no idea.
I will say I'm in love.
I'm in love. What is that? The Hercules girl?
Yes! I was giving that as a clue.
You are picking the most obscure movies that I, you know, those aren't the ones on my radar. Go into my Disney account and see what I watch.
I'm literally looking at pictures of Disney characters right now to pick one out.
Where's Pooh Bear? Where's Figment? Where's the ones I love?
I can't pick the ones you love.
I picked Stitch for you.
I picked Olaf.
Oh, yeah, that's true. I knew that one. Okay, Ray, last one. He's the advisor to the king.
Zazu?
No, but that was a good guess. He's Red.
My mind still has that bird in it.
I know, you can't get it.
You can't get him out of my head.
Yeah, because the song that's going into it, too.
Yeah, it's still going on in my head.
Okay, I'll sing you the other song he sings. Sometimes you've got to kiss the girl, la la, with Scuttle's help. Yeah. Say it a little more excited, please.
My mind still has the bird in it. He won't go away.
Okay, flick your brain. Me. Under the sea, under the sea. Okay.
Down where it's better, down where it's wetter, take it from me.
Okay. Cut. Okay. So,
is that all yours?
That's all I have. Yeah, there's 10.
All right, let's count our totals.
No, oh, I lost count. I know you won.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10, 12, 13. You got 14 points, Mom.
Yes. Out of a possible 30. Not bad.
4, 5, 6, 7, 8, 9, 10.
Wait, did you keep track of your own too?
16, 17, 18, 19, 20, 21, 22, 23, 24, 25. Yes.
That was very good, Rose. Congratulations, you won.
You did a very good job too, Mom.
Thank you. That means you get to go to Disney this weekend.
Woo! I'm actually going to look at dresses instead. Maybe on Sunday.
I think you need to just go.
We just Springs on Friday, though.
Oh, there you go. To which restaurant?
No idea.
Which one do you want to go to?
Not my choice.
I would say make sure you do dessert at the Giardelli's.
Oh, yes.
That was so good. That was, like, so delicious.
Honestly, I really want to try the Eat, which is the Indian quick service. That looks so amazing. All the pictures online or Chef Homecoming sounds amazing. They have good home style comfort meals.
Right.
And I have been sick for a week, so I could use some comfort meals, please.
Yeah, really. I get it. Yeah. Okay.
I'm not a big steakhouse person, so any of the steakhouses are like, no, thank you.
Oh gosh, I love the steakhouse.
Yeah. Actually, I don't know where I want to go. Where would you go? I'm literally bringing up my list of restaurants so that I remember what there is.
There, you know, the thing that comes right to my mind is the Hard Rock. I mean, granted, I liked it when we went there the last time. Like, my number one was the Edison.
Ooh.
Carolina, and then House of Blues.
I've never been to the Edison. I would love to try the Edison.
Remember, Sam got Chicken Guy. That was really good. Earl's Sandwich was, we ate their breakfast, you know.
Their dinners are probably better. It was more the fact that I think the breakfast just threw us off.
Yeah. You put the Polite Pig for quick service.
Yeah, I really do want to try the Polite Pig. Yeah. I would actually really love to do Splitsville, the dining as well, just because I would love to go bowling.
Right. Oh, yeah.
I've been bowling in years.
You put the Boathouse. Wow. Ooh,
I love seafood, so the Boathouse would be good.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, well, I think you're alone in that. I don't think you'll be going this weekend.
I don't think I'll be going this weekend there either.
Yeah.
I also don't think I'll be going to some of the other places, like the Morimoto restaurant, Morimoto Asia.
Maybe the Italian restaurant. What is it, Terra Luna? Is that the Italian?
The Terra Luna Crafted Italian. Yeah, that's one of them.
That would probably be good. Okay, well, let's end this because we're going to get talking about that. Thanks for joining us.
We're going to start talking about food instead. Yeah. So thank you for hanging around for a couple minutes while we were like, food.
Yeah. We decided to just change it up a little today. And because our next one's going to be a hard one, is transportation. And I'm trying to figure out how to make it exciting. And I haven't figured it out yet.
I have not either. There's a lot to do about transportation. There's also a transportation. Some are only available at different hotels or to different spots. Like if you take the Skyliner, you're not able to get it everywhere.
So to me,
multiple things that happen at the Skyliner. So.
Yeah, but I was going to talk with Rose about maybe it's too complicated, because if we say you can take the Skyline, but you can't do it X, Y, and Z, but you can take, it might be a little confusing. So I'm thinking about talking about our top Epcot countries.
I think transportation should be a topic we touch on at some point.
Okay. Maybe 2 years down the road.
Maybe we'll move it to another week and go to our Epcot country lists.
Yeah.
And if we do that, we also have to explain why they're there on that list.
And mine. I did that already. Mine's done.
She's checking
the Word doc. Okay, thanks for joining us, everyone. Have a magical weekend and happy Labor Day to everyone.
Happy Labor Day. Bye.
Bye.